Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Achar Asa, the 11th chapter in the Ram's Hilchos Melachim, Laws of Kings and Sefer Shevet, the Book of Judges, which now we continue with the last two parakim discussing the Laws of Kings, what's called the Melech HaMashiach, the Messiah, the anointed king, who will bring about the ultimate goal of the redemption for the Jewish people. As Ram begins Allah Ha'af regarding what are the mission statement of the Melech HaMashiach. HaMelech HaMashiach, the anointed king, Asad Lamed will ultimately get up, and will return the Davidic dynasty to its old standing, to its original dominion. He's going to build a temple, and he's going to gather all those Jewish people that were pushed away to the four corners of the world. And he's going to return all the judgment that's going to be in his days, like it used to be. They're going to sacrifice. Sacrifices, and they're going to keep the 7th year and the 50th jubilee year of the land of Israel. All its mitzvahs that I mentioned in the Torah. Now, the Rambam tells us where we find the Mashiach mentioned in the Torah. Whoever does not believe in the Mashiach, or is not anticipating his arrival, he's not only denying the other prophets, which, as he's going to tell us later on, is pretty explicit, rather in the Torah and in our teacher Moshe, because the Torah testifies regarding the Mashiach. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Devarim, because God will return your captives, and he's going to have compassion on you, and he's going to return, he's going to gather, etc. Even if your rejected ones are the ends of the heaven, etc., Hashem will bring you. Now, these things that are explicit in the Torah, they really include everything that was said through the prophets. After parashas Bilam, even in the parasha of Bilam, it said, there he prophesies regarding the two anointed ones. David, the first anointed one, which was David HaMelech, that he saved the Jewish people from their enemies. And the last Mashiach, who is going to stand up from his children, who is going to save the Jewish people the last time. Like it says over there in the prophecy of Bilam and Bamidbar, he said, I see him but not now, is that David that refers to David. I perceive him but not near, that's the anointed king. Shoots forth a star from Jacob, that David refers to David. A staff will get up from the Jewish people, it's the king Mashiach. He shatters the princes of Moiv, is it David? Like it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, v'yachas Moiv v'yamad demechebel, that he hit the Moabites and he measured them by the rope. When it says v'karko kol b'nei Sheis, that he destroys all the sons of Sheis, zeha melech ha-mashiach, this is the anointed melech, like it says regarding the Pasuk in Zechariah, u'moshloi miyamad yam, that his dominion was from the sea to the sea. V'hayi Edom Yudeshim, the Pasuk that says, the Edom will be destroyed, Zed David, refers to David, like it says in the Pasuk, in Shmuel Beis, but he Edom, L'David, L'Avad, M'Goymer, the Edom was for David, as slaves, M'Goymer, etc. And when the Pasuk contains by Bilam, V'hayi Yudeshim, M'Goymer, is going to be destroyed, Zed HaMelech HaMashiach, that refers to the Mashiach, Shemek says in the Pasuk, in the Vad, Yav, Olam, Yishim, Hartzien, V'Goymer, that the saviors will come up to the Hartzien, V'Goymer, etc., and they're going to go ahead and take over the Har Seir. That's they're going to destroy the people of Edom. So you see that even in the Torah, it mentions the idea of the Mashiach, and he's the one that's going to bring back all the Nedachim, halacha base. Another allusion to this is by the cities of refuge, by someone that kills by mistake. Because the Pasuk said in the Vadim, V'myach, V'shem lekech es gebulcha, B'goyim, if Hashem will broaden your boundaries, etc. And then, therefore, V'yisavtuch lecha oitsharsh arm B'goyim, that now there's six Ari Miklat, one in Abel Yard and one in Eretz Yisrael. And when Hashem broadens your territory, you're going to have another three. Now, Me'olim lo hayda b'zeh, says Ram, we never had such a thing, that there should be nine Ari Miklat. V'lo yitzivah Kadosh Baruch Hu tell you, now Kadosh Baruch Hu not going to command something for nothing. Obviously, because there's going to be a time that Eretz Yisrael is going to get bigger with the Melech HaMashiach, and then they're going to have the extra three Ari Miklat. It says the Rambam, but the words of the prophets, in the right, that we don't have to bring proof from. All the books of Nevi'im are filled with this, about Mashiach and his ultimate ascension, like the word in Yeshai, and Micha, Malachi, Tilim, Daniel, and many, many places. Halacha Gimel, now regarding the success of the Mashiach, or his failing. Ba'al yala al daitcha, and you should not entertain, Shamelech Mashiach tzarech lasas oisis meivsim, that the Melech Mashiach has to do signs and wonders. That he has to make novel things in the world, or bring the dead back to life, or similar things like this. That's actually not the reality. Sherei Bekiva, the great sage, Rabbi Kiva, Chacham Gadol Mechachma Mishnah, he was a great sage from the sage of the Mishnah. And he carried the vessels of the king Ben Kaziva. He was what's called Bar Kochva, who rebelled against the Romans, and he killed many Romans in the 52nd year after the Churban Bayesheni. And they fortified themselves in Beitar, and because he rebelled against the Caesar, other Yannis, they called him Kaziva from like lying, Sheker and Bechazav. And he said that Bar Kaziva was the Melech HaMashiach. And him and all the sages of the generation, they thought Shua Melech Mashiach, that he was the anointed king. Until he was killed for his sins, because he killed Rabbi Elazar Madai, and therefore he was killed. Now, Kim and Shanerag, once he was killed, they obviously knew that he's not the Melech Mashiach. But if never found the sage that asked him for a sign or wonder, that's not what's necessary. The primary thing of it is as follows. Shatar as I said, this Torah chukeo mishpatao, its statutes and its judgments, lo'olam ulo'olam ulo'olam, it's forever and ever and ever. They receive in the lamb, lo'gremehem, we don't add on to it, we don't diminish from it. Halacha da'ot. V'myaman melech beis David, melech mi beis David. Now, therefore, if they can appoint a king from the Davidic dynasty, hoi gibat Torah, learns Torah, v'isik b'mitzis, and he toils in mitzis k'davar avid like his father David, meaning his ancestor. According to the way the written law is, the way the oral law is, the Yachav Kol Yisrael Leilich Ba, and he's going to force all the Jewish people to go in it, Olchazik Bitka, and to strengthen its cracks. For Yelochem Melchamas Hashem, he's going to fight the war of Hashem. It is a Becheskes Shu Mashiach. He is in the presumption of being the Messiah, the Mashiach. It must have Etzleich. If he does, and he's successful, Uvon the Mikdash becoming, he builds the temple in his place, where he keeps Nitzchei Yisrael, and he gathers the scattered ones of the Jewish people. Or he's a Mashiach Mavati. He's definitely the Mashiach. V'Yisakin Sa'im Makuloi Lavad Hashem Beyachad. He's going to fix the whole world to go and serve God together. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Sefanya, Ki Oz Epech Al Am. Because then I'm going to turn to the nations, Safa Bruda, a verified language, Likra Kul Mashem Hashem, all to call out in the name of God, Ula Abdi Shchem Echad, and to serve Him like with one shoulder. Now in brackets, which was taken up by the censor, because it talks about some sensitive subjects for other religions. Now, if he was not successful until this point, meaning maybe he's still acting as the Mashiach, but he hasn't done everything we just spoke about. He was killed, but you do a she'in as Zeshepticha of Torah. Then you know that he's not the one that the Torah guaranteed. He could be like all those of the Davidic dynasty that are complete and they're upstanding, Shemesu, but they died. They're obviously not the Mashiach. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to appoint such a person to test the public. Shemalik says the Pasuk in Daniel. From the sages, they're going to stumble to be tested with this. To verify and to clarify until the time of the end, because there's still time for that to come. It's obviously not yet the Mashiach. As the Rambam continues regarding two huge religions in the world that dwarf the Jewish people in numbers, which are Yishai, Yeshui, and Muhammad, and also regarding the history as it's marching towards the final end. So he says, after Yeshua ha-Noitzri, also Yeshua, the Noitzri, was from Nazareth, where that's where he was born. Shadima Shi Mashiach, the Nedek Bebezdin, where he imagined that he's going to be the Messiah. But yet he was killed through the courts, meaning because the courts came over to the Roman authorities and they judge him like rebelling against the government because he announced himself like he's the Messiah of the Jewish people. Daniel Hanabi already prophesied regarding him. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Ubnei paritzi amcha," and the sons of the breached ones of your people, yinasu lahamet chazain, they're going to elevate to stand for the vision, but they're going to stumble. Because as the Rambam explains, "V'chiyesh mechshel gadol mazeh," you think there's a greater stumbling than Yeshua Hanoitzri? All the prophets prophesied that the Mashiach is going to redeem the Jewish people, is going to save them. He's going to gather their rejected ones. And they're going to strengthen them in mitzvahs. And what did Christianity do? Caused the Jewish people to be felled by the sword. And to scatter their remnants, and to lower them. And to switch the Torah. And it misled the majority of the world to worship a God besides that of Hashem. Aval, but, Machshavas Bayri Ha'ilam, says the Rambam, the thoughts of the creator of the world, in Koich Bad Masigam, it's not in the ability of a man to understand them. Like paraphrasing a pasuk in Yeshaya, because our ways are not like his ways. And our thoughts are not his thoughts. And all these ways of Yeshua the Noitzri, and this Yishmaelite, that of Muhammad, who is the one that introduced the nation, the religion of Islam, as Ram calls him in his letter, his Zigeres Teiman Meshuga, that Einon El Yasher Derech LaMelech HaMashiach, that all they that they came and became great leaders, influential people after him, that's only Liyasher Derech LaMelech HaMashiach. That's actually to straighten the path to get to the Melech HaMashiach. And to remedy the world to all together worship Hashem together. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, ki oz epech kol el echad. Because then I'm going to turn to one amim, the people, safa beruda, with a clear tongue, with clear lips, likri kulim b'shem Hashem, to call out all in the name of God. Lo b'shem echad, to serve with one shoulder. Says Ram Kitsa, how so? Because k'far nesmali ha'olim kulim b'divrei Mashiach. Everyone's talking about the Messiah. When they retire, I'm talking about the Bible, the Old Testament, m'divrei mitzvah, and the words of the mitzvahs. And the words of the Torah have been spread out to far islands, and to many nations, the uncircumcised of the heart. And they discuss the words of the Bible and the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, elo aimim, these say mitzvahs elo emes hoyu. Yeah, these words were true, these commandments. But they've already been nullified in today's times, like Yeshu Hanoitzri had said. And they don't apply to future generations. The Elohim, this other religion of Islam, they say, Dvarm Nistram Yeshman, there are some hidden words over here. Ve'inim Kimshutin, they're not like they're a simple understanding. They're like an allegory and some type of a parable. Ukvar Ba Mashiach, Ve'gil Nistram, and the Messiah already came and revealed their hidden secrets, which is the false Messiah, which referring to that of Muhammad. But when the true Messiah is going to come, the Mashiach, be a Sliach, and he's going to be successful, be Yadam, he's going to elevate, be Nase, and he's going to lift up. They're all going to come back and they're going to know that their fathers bequeathed them falsehood, and that their prophets and their fathers had misled them, but they're all going to understand, they're all going to know these ideas, right? It's all preparing the way for the truth because they already know these concepts, they're just being deceived and being distorted, and therefore that is part of God's master plan for the world.